Perhaps you love pigeons. If so, you're probably in the minority. Many people in big cities around the globe consider pigeons flying rodents, an infestation to be eradicated. London had a serious pigeon problem a few years ago, but things are different now. And to find out how that came about, we sent the world's Leo Hornack in London on assignment to Trafalgar Square.
Now, it's about 7:30 in the morning, a chilly morning, here in London's Trafalgar Square, the very center of the city. It's bustling with commuters going to work, early morning tourists, school parties. And I can just see Big Ben a few streets away, peeping over the top of the buildings over there. And this all makes it feel like a very safe space. But I know that, in fact, somewhere in this square, there's a hunter on the loose, a silent killer. And I also know that he's watching everything that happens here.
I would describe him as dark brown in colour. Absolutely phenomenal eyesight.
And as we talk, like, his head's twisting round to the back.
Yes, yeah. Chestnut wings or shoulders. Very, very powerful.
That's Paul Picknell. And the chestnut wings and twisting head belong to Lemmy, probably the only hawk in Britain named after the lead singer in Motorhead. Listen to the love in Paul's voice when he describes this magnificent creature.
They are a work colleague, they're a friend. They're still a wild animal at heart. They're never 100% tame. In amongst all these people, he'll totally ignore everybody, apart from me.
Paul's other hawk is called Blondie, if you're wondering.
It's almost like a telepathic communication, I suppose.
Up until the early 2000s, huge swarms of pigeons ruled Trafalgar Square and other open spaces in London. There was a stall selling bird feed. Even Mary Poppins has a song advising Londoners like me to feed the birds. Surely Poppins couldn't have been wrong. Any comments, Limmy?
That's about his lot.
Things changed in 2003 when the Mayor of London declared war on the pigeons. That number of birds produces a lot of waste. It's not hygienic for kids to be playing in it. The pigeon feed stall was closed. Signs went up. If Mary Poppins tried to feed the birds now, she'd be hit with a fine. But a humane way to move the pigeons on was still needed.
It's a visual thing. It's a presence. The pigeons are aware there's a bird of prey. There's a predator around. Therefore, they stay away.
Paul and Lemmy and other hawk teams now stake out the square for 3 hours a day. The idea isn't to kill pigeons. Lemmy is hand-fed chicken scraps by Paul. But the pigeons don't know that. It's more to let them know who's boss, who controls these streets. There's an air of The Sopranos when Paul describes the effect of Lemmy's arrival.
Yeah, I suppose he does intimidate them. The big kids around, you know, keep yourself to yourself, stay out the way.
Why is this such a good way of dealing with this problem?
It's a lot more environmentally friendly, for one. You know, obviously you've got poisoning, you know, trapping, shooting, all things like that that a lot of people certainly wouldn't agree with.
As we're talking, Lemmy suddenly gags and vomits up a small lump of something oily and yellowish onto the sidewalk.
Oh, that's what we're waiting for. That's the cast. It's basically just the feathers, the beaks, the claws of the food he had yesterday that he can't digest.
Paul picks it up and rubs it lovingly between his fingers for a health check. It crumbles slightly under his thumbnail.
That one's quite normal looking. There's nothing wrong with this bird. He's ready to go now.
There was some backlash to the use of hawks at first. A renegade pro-pigeon activist group is still rumoured to carry out vigilante bread distribution somewhere nearby. But the square today is much cleaner and almost completely free of pigeons. Almost. So did you say he suddenly reacted to something just then?
Yeah, he saw the pigeon over there. I saw him focus on it.
And he's now started to move into a new posture.
Yep.
There he goes. There he goes, flying straight for that pigeon, going straight for it. I see the pigeon's rising, and the pigeon is making itself very scarce. That pigeon, I'm watching it cross the rest of the square.
Very quickly.
Heading southwest for a quick exit.
Yes. Now he'll sit there until I'm ready to call him back.
For The World, Leo Hornack, Trafalgar Square, London.